A recent national poll conducted by Quinnipiac University found that 34% of Americans plan to vote absentee in the upcoming presidential election. The state of Connecticut is expecting a record number of absentee ballots as residents keep away from the polls amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Outside of Bloomfield Town Hall, there's an official State of Connecticut ballot drop box. It's a good place for reporters to hang out if they want to talk to absentee voters, people like Crystal Webb, who for the first time this year will vote away from the polling place.
Like, I never would have done it before, I think strictly because of COVID and just trying to be safe.
Webb isn't taking any chances with her health, and she's not taking any chances with her vote.
I feel more safe dropping it in the ballot box than just putting it in the mail and hoping it gets here.
As Connecticut residents became infected by COVID-19, the state worked to change the game for voting in this year's general election. They looked at an illness exemption for six state residents who can't get out to the polls, redefining it so that the potential for COVID-19 transmission was enough for all nutmeggers to get an absentee ballot. Now the state has sent out 2.1 million absentee ballot applications, and according to the Secretary of the State's office, more than a quarter of them have been returned. But then what happens? If you sent it through the mail, would you worry about it getting lost? Could the currently under fire United States Postal Service mess things up? What about the fear that local Republicans had in a special legislative session this summer that people would mess with the ballot box? Justin Merchant isn't worried.
We have soldiers overseas that they're still allowed to vote, and it's got to still get here one way or another. I'm not really worried about it. It's federal law. You can't mess with the mail. So I'm not really worried about it all that much.
When he gets to filling out the ballot, which he says is sitting in his kitchen, Merchant will vote absentee for the first time in his life.
I have a newborn at home, so for me to go out and to be with the public, I don't want to be. The town of Killingly, this area, our numbers have been very low. I would rather keep it that way and, you know, keep us separated, keep doing what we're doing right now.
Merchant is one of the people I met outside of Town Hall in Danielson, which is technically one of the five townships that make up Killingly. I also met Peggy Brickell. She's voting absentee, but only because she's working the polls on election day.
I'm not that concerned about health because I think they're doing a fine job. I think our governor here in Connecticut has done an excellent job in keeping us all as safe as we can be.
It's a risky proposition to be in public during a pandemic, particularly at a time when cases have been on the rise in Connecticut of late. But Brickell says COVID-19 won't keep her from performing a civic duty.
If I was that concerned about my health, I would still do it because I love democracy and I love America. And this is the least that I can do in my own little way to continue with our democratic system.
Out of the eight people I informally polled on the streets of Connecticut, just one person said he'd hit the voting booth in November. His name is Zach Smith, and he's from Pomfret.
I did get an absentee ballot, but I'm more inclined to vote on election day so I can cast my vote to see what will happen, and I want to make sure that I can get my vote in safely and securely so that my voice gets heard to what the next 4 years for what America will be.
Smith is pointing to a commonality shared by most of the people I spoke with, the idea of trust. Here's what Tia Garvey had to say about conversations she's having with family and friends on that very topic.
Nobody trusts anything. Nobody trusts going out to vote. Everybody that I speak to, they want to vote with a ballot. They want to be in control of how they vote.
I caught Garvey on the way back to the car from the ballot box. She feels this act is the best way to make her vote count.
There's just too much conversation on voter fraud for me. Too much conversation on voter fraud.
It's not just about exercising the right to vote for Garvey. It's about what her vote represents. The issue of social justice for black people is the main issue driving her at this time.
We have been through so much this year and dealt with so many things on top of COVID, you know, on top of, you know, Breonna Taylor. We just want justice. We just want peace. We want to know that we're going to be okay. I know some people like call me and they're like, what am I going to do? What is this world coming to? We just want a leader that's going to advocate for us.
Garvey and the rest of Connecticut residents are getting their say as ballots pour in. A recent law enacted by state lawmakers allows local towns and cities to get a four-day head start on ballot counts if they choose. So who knows? Maybe we'll get a good idea of how Connecticut voted on or shortly thereafter, November 3rd. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.